is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Pro wrestling superstar Hulk Hogan has died. He redefined the sport. Mark Grimondi of ESPN.
Larger-than-life figure, especially in the 1980s with the red and yellow and his signature facial hair, right, the Fu Manchu. He was as recognizable as anyone in the 80s, right up there with the Stallones and the Schwarzeneggers. He was one of the biggest stars, really, in the country and the world. And he parlayed that into a lot of business. No one sold more tickets in the history of professional wrestling than Hulk Hogan did.
Hogan went on to become a reality TV star, and he weighed in on politics, speaking at last year's Republican National Convention.
I'm Stacey Lynn at the White House. President Trump reacting to the death of Hulk Hogan, posting on Truth Social, quote, "We lost a great friend today, the Hulkster. Hulk Hogan was MAGA all the way, strong, tough, smart, but with the biggest heart. He entertained fans from all over the world, and the cultural impact he had was massive."
Food Network star Ann Burrell's death has been ruled a suicide. The medical examiner in New York listed the cause of death as acute intoxication due to the combined effects of alcohol, amphetamine, and over-the-counter antihistamines. The French president has just announced France will recognize Palestine as a state. The ceasefire talks on Gaza are off again. President Trump's envoy, Steve Witkoff, says the U.S. team is leaving Doha. Justice Department officials are set to meet with the imprisoned girlfriend of Jeffrey Epstein as lawmakers demand to know more. Ed O'Keefe reports.
The Justice Department's being subpoenaed now for all the records. It was a House Oversight Subcommittee that is issuing that subpoena, asking for everything the Justice Department has, and then going further to subpoena attorneys general and other officials that were either involved in the Epstein investigations dating back to the Bush administration or some other key figures who are close to Epstein or were once close to Epstein, including Bill and Hillary Clinton. So this is a three-branch affair now. The executive, judicial, and legislative branches all engaged in this in one way or another. The speed with which the Ghislaine Maxwell interview is happening shows you how quickly, how eagerly the Justice Department is trying to get a handle on this.
CBS's Lana Zack in Iowa City has the latest on the extreme heat that's still blanketing much of the Midwest.
More than 100 million people are trapped under an intense heat dome.
Ice cold lemonade!
With temperatures skyrocketing. Tens of thousands of cyclists pedaled hundreds of miles from one end of Iowa to the other for Ragbri, the world's longest recreational bike ride.
No one's racing. And what's the hurry? Get back in your hot tent?
On Wall Street, stocks finished mixed. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. To recap the breaking news, Governor Tony Evers will not seek a third term. Savannah told me Olson has all the details.
Well, he's made it official. Governor Tony Evers is stepping aside after two terms in office.
For five decades, my family has sacrificed to give me the gift of service. They're my world, and I owe to them to focus on doing all the things we enjoy and love doing together. It's why, Wisconsin, I'm announcing that I will not be running for a third term.
Evers built his political brand on education. A former teacher, principal, and state superintendent of schools, he's often called the education governor. He made headlines in 2023 by using that creative partial veto to extend school funding increases for the next 400 years. Evers' time in office marked a clear contrast with his Republican predecessor, Scott Walker, whose signature policy curbed union rights for public employees, especially teachers. And Evers' election in 2018 marked a shift in state politics. Since he took office, there have often been power struggles between Evers and Republicans leading the legislature. Under his tenure, though, Democrats helped secure a liberal majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That led to new legislative maps, which are expected to again shift the balance of power in the legislature in 2026. A Marquette Law School poll last month found 55% of Wisconsin voters did not want Evers to run again, even though 48% still said they approve of the job he's doing. Now, Evers' exit sets the stage for a competitive Democratic primary, and so far, that field is wide open. On the Republican side, two candidates are in so far, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and Business Executive Bill Berrien. Governor Evers will remain in office through January 2027. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's back to football. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Green Bay. At the Packers training camp underway, practices open to the public at 10:30 a.m. A new locker room and a new attitude amongst the players, running back Josh Jacobs.
We didn't like how we finished last year. The sense of urgency in this building, in this organization right now is very high. You know, we all are trying to hold each other to that standard of what we want to be and what we want to accomplish. And obviously, you know, we went, one game in the North? So for us, man, that's our main focus right now, just trying to be better and improve.
College football, the Badgers holding their media day at the Big Ten Conference in Las Vegas. After finishing 5-7, head coach Luke Fickell says they need to accept their role as the underdog.
A part of that is embracing being an underdog. That's how Wisconsin's gotten to where they are.
Baseball, Brewers with a 10-2 win in Seattle. Milwaukee with the best record in baseball. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Anaya's Auto Repair is not just about fixing cars, they're also about serving Kenosha. Generations of families keep coming back to Anaya's because they're treated with honesty, respect, and real care. Trust runs deep and service runs strong. They get you back on the road because you matter. From check engine lights to major repairs, you can count on straight answers, quality work, and a team that puts you first. Anaya's Auto Repair. Diagnose it, fix it, done. 52nd Street, Kenosha, just east of 30th Avenue. Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded, and unfortunately, accidents can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're ever injured or in an accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644, and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. That's 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tonight we'll see mostly cloudy skies, a few showers and storms out there with lows in the lower 70s, a light breeze. Friday, a few showers, maybe a rumble of thunder, mostly cloudy, highs in the lower 80s with more storm chances Friday night. It's 84 at our studios.
Let your head down, let it hang down on me.
Let it hang down on me. Yeah. Come on, sleeping.
Come on, come on.
Oh, come on, sleeping.
Come on.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's a common feeling. You rush out of the house, you're late for work to meet a friend, only to be struck by the fear that you forgot to turn the oven off or the iron or whatever the appliance is. Do you often think you left a burner on after making breakfast? Well, before you head out, take a picture of the knobs in the off position. And should that feeling hit you on the way to work, then you can just glance at your phone as a reminder that all is well at home.
Once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you. Sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me.
Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Love, don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. You can't really love. No.
News and timeless hits from Linda Ronstadt on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Good afternoon. We are less than 1 hour away now from the WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today we're going to feature the class of 1962, and we're also going to relive some of the big stories and memories of our featured year. So listen just after five on WRJN.
Things are crazy around here at WRJN Big Deals. It's our first ever Crazy Days sidewalk sale. Score jaw-dropping savings without even leaving your couch. 50 to 80% off gift certificates to your favorite local businesses. But hurry, these deals are going fast during our biggest sale of the year. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and get in on the crazy savings with WRJN Big Deals.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Add some serious sound to your vinyl collection. Time and Again Music has the albums you seek. With over 10,000 titles in stock, rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, you'll find the records that shaped your personal soundtrack. Check out the buy one, get one free bargain selection. Double the vinyl, double the vibes. A splendid time is guaranteed for all. Rediscover the magic at Time and Again Music on Highway 11 in Sturtevant, where great music and good times never go out of style.
Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you that it's not only important to get your motorcycle ready for the warm road ahead, it's equally important that you are properly insured. So call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. That's 888-999-6644 for a free, no-obligation review of your current policy. Better safe than sorry, and with over 50 years of road-tested experience, the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. Visit him online today at hoglawyer.com.
Need a break from the brutal summer heat? Cool off at Station on 6th, the firefighter-themed bar that turns hot days into chill nights. Grab your friends and slide into a frosty handcrafted cocktail or an ice-cold beer served straight from the hose line taps. With firehouse decor, great music, and nothing but good times on duty, Station on 6th is your go-to escape from the sizzle. Beat the heat, one cool drink at a time. Station on 6th, downtown Kenosha, just south of 57th Street.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. When I was a kid, I had a friend whose family had season tickets to the old Comiskey Park to see the White Sox, and they would often take me to games, and their seats were right near the organist, Nancy Faust, and we would always go watch Nancy play, and this is the song that she would often play, Na Na Hey Hey, Kiss Him Goodbye. It's Steam on WRJN.
Bye.
to be mine. You're gonna say you love me too.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, where Terry Havel takes you on a journey through rock history with Rock and Roll Never Forgets. It's Saturdays from 10 till 2. It's 4 hours of stories, stars, and timeless tracks, and songs you may not have heard for a while. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's a meeting Monday in Racine County that could lead to another data center. Caledonia leaders could soon change zoning rules to make room for new industries along Douglas Avenue. If approved, the move would switch nearly 240 acres from agriculture and homes to light manufacturing. It would open the area for data centers and business space. People are invited to a public hearing Monday to learn more and give feedback. Governor Tony Evers will not be running again. There will be a brand new governor after the election next year, with Evers making the announcement in a social media video this afternoon. There's more about the news and the impact at WRJN.com. A fire at an old shopping mall on Douglas Avenue in Racine was quickly put out early yesterday. Damage was limited to around $50,000. Flames were coming out of the back entrance. No injuries were reported. The fire department is asking the public to come forward with any tips about that fire. The cars are coming home. It's mostly a big empty space now, waiting for development. However, the place where thousands of cars came off a Kenosha assembly line is the site today of a cruise-in. Today's big event for the AMC Homecoming Car Show is at the location where cars were made for almost a century. A facility on that land became operational in 1902, making cars for the Thomas B. Jeffrey Company, later evolving to Nash, AMC, and Chrysler. It closed for auto production in 1988. That area of town is now being developed as the Kenosha Innovation Neighborhood. Cars are cruising in there today. The big AMC event is Saturday at Kennedy Park. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Get ready, Racine. It's the 13th annual Cardboard Boat Race and Regatta at Harbor Lake Yacht Club on Saturday, August 2nd. Bring the whole family for wild races, creative boats, and nonstop fun. Boat building starts at 9 a.m. Racing kicks off at 2 p.m., followed by the regatta. Enjoy food all day and live music by Velvet Stiletto. Kids races, bar races, single or multi-person teams. Anything goes, as long as it's cardboard. Sign up or get details now at RacineCardboardBoatRace.com. It's free, it's fun, and it's open to the public.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tonight, we'll see mostly cloudy skies, a few showers and storms out there with lows in the lower 70s, a light breeze. Friday, a few showers, maybe a rumble of thunder, mostly cloudy, highs in the lower 80s with more storm chances Friday night. It's 84 at our studios.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz?
I always enjoy chatting with Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. Diane, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening in the Racine Arts community.
I always enjoy telling you what's happening in the Racine Arts community. Friday, July 25th, the Poetry Movement is back. You may recognize the Poetry Movement. They're the group behind the Poems on Buses project.
Oh, yeah.
So this week, they're presenting kind of a threefer. I was thinking it was a twofer. It's really a threefer. They have an event at the Corrine Reed Owens Transit Center on Friday night at 5:30. The event is, number one, a release party, number two, an open mic, and number three, it's a launch for the next Bus Poems project.
Oh.
So first, it's a release and a celebration of their most recent poetry anthology. The anthology is entitled Shoulders Gathered by Water. I got the verbs all out there correctly.
Okay.
It's a collection of poems about movement in the Chicago to Milwaukee corridor. Certainly that includes the Racine-Kenosha area. And in conjunction with the new anthology, there's going to be an open mic for poets to share their works. And then More excitement, because they will be announcing the next Racine Poems on Buses project with all the details about that. And plus, it's free.
Free.
It's a free event on Friday from 5:30 to 8 o'clock. It's at the Transit Center. I don't know the official address, but I always think of it as being there on State Street.
Yep,
but
yep,
I know that's not the official address. Those interested in sharing their works with the open mic should definitely arrive around 5:30 for the sign-up sheet, but you don't need tickets for any of it. There are details on our calendar, of course, RacineArtsCouncil.org.
All right. There she is, Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
It's all right.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. You're going to want to listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow. Don's going to have a preview of the Racine Concert Band Sunday night concert. He's going to talk with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, Wilbert Kennedy, head coach of the Racine Raiders, and Mike Clemens discusses the week in sports. It's all tomorrow morning on the Don Rosen Morning Show. We'll be right back.
summer vibes at Chula Vista Resort. Your playground for summer dreams, water parks, and sun-soaked pools. Epic water slides, soaring zip lines, and world-class golf. Dine in the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin, Chula Vista Resort. Call 1-800-388-4782 or visit ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the top 10 indoor water parks in the USA, with 26 water slides over 1.5 miles long. Find out more at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine and Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all, from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
Is your check engine light on? Is your car making a strange noise? Anaya's Auto Repair is on it. They're diagnostic experts with cutting-edge tech to find the problem fast. Classics, commuters, commercial vehicles, even buses, they handle it all. Electrical issues? No problem. AC service? You bet. Anaya's even works with all of the newest Freon systems, no sweat. And most vehicles are in and out the same day. Anaya's Auto Repair. Diagnose it, fix it, done. 52nd Street, Kenosha, just east of 30th Avenue.
Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you to always ride safely. Because no matter how cautious you may be, accidents and personal injury can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're injured or in an accident, call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. Phone 888-999-6644 or visit the Hog Lawyer today at hoglawyer.com.
Need a break from the brutal summer heat? Cool off at Station on 6th, the firefighter-themed bar that turns hot days into chill nights. Grab your friends and slide into a frosty handcrafted cocktail or an ice-cold beer served straight from the hoseline taps. With firehouse decor, great music, and nothing but good times on duty, Station on 6th is your go-to escape from the sizzle. Beat the heat, one cool drink at a time. Station on 6th, downtown Kenosha, just south of 57th Street.
The Racine Raiders continue their quest for another consecutive championship. The league playoffs are underway, and Saturday night, the Raiders travel to the Motor City Rams for the second round of the playoffs. 5:45 is the pregame, 6 o'clock is the kickoff. We've got Racine Raider football playoff action Saturday on your home for the Racine Raiders, WRJN.
I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love
38 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 5. Then it's the 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today, we feature the class of 1962. It's all coming up on WRJN.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. President Trump this afternoon signed the bill formally canceling $9 billion in funding to public broadcasting. He